Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of October 2016, and this is the 463rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm not out walking today. In fact, I've hardly moved from my house except to go to the cafe and back. But I was a bit sore after my walk yesterday to the shop, so I thought it would be better not to venture out too much today, although I am going to a meeting of my In the Flesh writers group tonight, and I'm contemplating whether to walk or not. I have been lent a car, so I don't have to walk, and perhaps I should make the most of being able to drive there and save my leg up for another not lofty walk. But I am feeling a bit itchy footed, and so it'll be nice to be out and about this evening. It's been an odd sort of a day. Normally I would be preparing Mole today, preparing Mole so that I could just kind of get in there and write tomorrow. But I haven't been doing that. I think it's been quite an odd week, this week of, you know, not being sure whether the novel's really happening and exploring possible other things that I might be doing. And so nothing feels quite real anymore. Maybe I actually need a rest from all writing, but I will be writing Mole tomorrow and probably on Saturday as well. And I'll see how I go. I might have a little slackening off. I'm not stopping, but maybe doing them once a fortnight for a little while, or having a little break not so far away. So today, what have I been doing? One of my Hexenschuss friends, Kirsten Fogg, who has a wonderful website, the writer out of residence website, sent me a link to a talk by Alan Bissett, the writer Alan Bissett, which I was listening to, and it was really exactly what I needed to hear at the moment, I think. He was talking about his writing process and writer's block, and I don't feel as if I have got writer's block at the moment. I feel as if it's something else. And he was talking about how some things that you write or some things that you write come very easily or come very naturally, and other things are really, really hard work. But he indicated that wasn't what mattered, you know, that if they were hard work, then you worked hard on them, and if they were easy, you just wrote them as they came. And also that writing plays was a very much quicker way of writing too, so he sometimes alternates between playwriting and writing novels. But he said that whatever you were doing, that there needed to be a sort of conviction that you were telling a good story. And even if it was proving difficult, you kind of knew you were on the right track, even if you hadn't cracked what it was that you needed to do. And even if you needed to hack away at it again and again and again to get the right story, there was still something there, which he sort of called a vibration, that let you know that that this was a story worth telling, and that you're sort of guided by that. But without that vibration, he said, he would junk it. So I feel as if I've been missing that vibration, that it's a good story worth telling. And interestingly, there are a couple of things around that. I did feel that it was a good story worth telling, but I also think it has passed its time. In that the themes that I brought up that I felt were things that needed telling have been told by others in, not certainly not all of them, in fact quite a lot of it hasn't been told, but they have been evoked by others, and so I guess the impetus is not quite as strongly there. And also the period I'm writing about has really been almost done to death over the last couple of years. So those impetuses are no longer with me. But I do think actually that vibration is not there, even though I thought that there was some worth telling in it. And I'm still not completely settled in my decision. And I think one of the things that makes me unsure again is the group that I'm going to tonight, to whom I take my writing or a piece of writing, and we discuss it, and their enjoyment of what I have written, which makes me feel that there is a story there that would be enjoyed. And so that it is still tricky. I've just spent the afternoon reading through and doing some editing on the pieces that they have sent me. And I've been working around sending them something that was not related to the novel, but in the end, I haven't. I'm not going to go with anything myself tonight. So it is an odd time, and I think I shall probably swing backwards and forwards for a little while yet. One moment I think I've really made a decision, and then, you know, a couple of hours later I think, oh, but, you know, if only if I just twist this or add this or print it all out again or whatever. Maybe it can be saved. So it's a sort of time of unknowing for that, and it's a bit of a time of unknowing waiting for this baby to come, which looks as if it will be about 2.5 weeks away at the moment. So I guess that is also making me slightly on tenterhooks. So I do hope that you are a bit more settled at the moment. There's nothing nicer than being completely absorbed in a project, I don't think. And I'm really looking forward to being in that state again, whether it is without or with the novel, or whether it's something entirely different. So my wishes for you are that that is the place you're in, if that is where you would like to be. Thank you very, very much for listening to me again, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again, not tomorrow because it's a Murmurs of Mole Day, but on Saturday.